So we, you know, we scroll and we're reading a little bit, and a topic that we came across is, I don't even know how to define it, but
does talking white exist? Is it real?
Basically, is there such thing as talking white and talking black?
Yeah, really.
So you want to start it off?
I'm not gonna lie. I did a little research before we came on, and there is a such thing. It's called a linguistics profiling. Like some people, like in some cultures, you'll say like a T, and then some other cultures will say like a D when they talk. I'm trying to think of an example.
Like period.
Yeah.
That's the first thing that came to my head.
But I know that there is a such thing. Like we judge people based off of their accent. Like
I think everyone does it too.
Like we could be honest. Like everyone has an accent. Like Indians have an accent. Hispanics have an accent. Mm-hmm. Black people say certain words and pronounce them certain ways, and then white people say it a different way. But for some reason, a white people, I guess, accent. It's considered most intelligent.
But you know, it's funny how like when you
perceived most intelligent.
Right. And it's funny when you think of that, like even if you're not racist, like if someone says speak like a certain type of person, you just formulate this idea in your head of how they sound.
Oh, absolutely.
And then you start kind of speaking like that, and then it's like, damn, like it don't mean they all sound like that. But that's just kind of, it's just stereotypical.
I think it could be our upbringing.
I don't know what it is. All right, so
when I was in loan consolidation, I used to do like loan consolidation for a company called Merch Advance, and we basically had to cold call people. Naturally, I would just go into my white voice, I guess, or just a very like, "Hi, my name is Chris today." You know, like,
wait, let's do it for real. Do the typical white. Oh, shit.
Okay. Damn, we about to do it. Hi, can I please speak to Jake today? Oh, this is Jake. Hi, my name is Chris. I'm from Merch Advance. We have on record that you have a loan out right now, and we can actually help you consolidate your loan to a lower price. Do you have a minute to talk? Now, everybody know me. That know me in person, no, I do not talk like that. But I don't think that's considered white talk. I think that's just I'm trying to put on a trustworthy voice. But most people perceive it as a white voice.
Honestly, it's messed up because you're just doing your job. Yeah, we do change. If you work in a job like that, yeah, we do change our voice a little bit to, you know, conform to the customer or whoever it is.
Or even your environment.
Right. But I don't know how it got started as labeled as white talk.
Yeah.
It's like, because I get it all the time, bro. I get it all the time. I don't sound like a typical black person.
Okay.
Like what most people would think. They always say you sound polite. You sound well-spoken. You sound this, you sound that. And even more so, working like a customer service job, like I'll get into it in a little bit about my job history too, but working a job like that, obviously if you get a call, you're trying to sound professional. I feel like that's a better word, like professional.
Yeah.
You're trying to sound educated. And I don't, I hate how it's like talking white.
Yeah, like why do they get that?
And I know there's a lot of black people like me or mixed people or anything who say they have a job like that, and then they go out into their normal life, and then that the way they sound, it kind of carries on to that in their daily life, and they don't mean to.
Yeah.
But you know, say you work in 9 to 5, you have a call job, and you was on the phone all day, and then you're getting drinks with friends an hour later. You know, you're like, oh shit, like,
why are you talking
that? I'm back in my element right now. Let me chill.
Why are you talking like that?
Facts. You want to? Because I know you were speaking before. I'll get into my stories eventually because I have like it's a whole list of.
Again, like I'm just trying to sound polite. I'm just trying to sound trustworthy. Like I'm not trying to sound white. Like I don't really know what white really sounds like. And for people that don't know me, I'm half black and I'm half white. Like my white side, I guess, they don't talk white. They just They just have their regular voice. It's not like a, I don't know how to explain it, because I didn't really live in that realm. Just,
yeah, you were never.
I just know people tell me that I sound white.
When you grow up, you're taught English.
Yeah.
You're taught Spanish. You're taught Creole. You're taught whatever you speak.
Right.
You're not taught how to speak white and black. You're not taught how to speak your color.
Facts.
When you a baby, when you young, you don't even care about what your color is. You just living. Like, you trying to learn how to talk.
That's facts. That's facts.
So,
Do you have any stories? I want to hear this.
Yeah. It's funny, because we're learning about each other right now, too. As long as we've known each other, as long as we've been doing this.
I haven't told anyone that.
But this is a good topic. So I grew up, for the people that I know, I'm black and Puerto Rican.
Okay.
So I have the Hispanic background to me too. And I spoke a little bit of Spanish growing up. But my elementary, middle, and high school were predominantly white.
Yeah. You told me that. Yeah.
Like straight white. It was very white. But I mean, I was just there. Like, I couldn't change
where I went to school. What did you say? Didn't you say there was like six black kids or something? How many were in your school?
In my whole school, probably like 40.
40?
But all the grades.
And how many total?
I'm saying there was like six on my football team.
Okay.
And, you know.
And that's like 52.
Black people love playing football. Like, yeah. There's like six black people on the team.
Okay.
But, you know, at the time, you know, it is what it is. I'm here. So just being in that environment, my voice kind of adapted to that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm not from the hood.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't like.
You're a product of your environment.
Right. I wasn't like high class or nothing. I was just, you know, we were fine, but we weren't like balling.
Okay. Okay. You know. You're like suburbs.
Not even. We like barely touching middle class.
Okay. Okay.
But either way, you know, like, I'm around a bunch of white people. My teammates are white.
Okay.
So you just kind of start speaking like that.
Right.
And then when I got to FAU, I definitely felt a culture change, but for the good.
Okay.
Because I met a lot of other different cultures, black, Hispanic, Indian.
Everywhere.
Everywhere, right? It's a melting pot.
We could talk about it a little bit. I think even Boca is like segregated.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Especially at FAU. When we were talking about like at the tailgates, like, the back is like all the black people, and then mm-hmm. up front is like the frats, and it's predominantly white people.
Right.
And even the music. And
I'm learning too as we go on with this podcast. Like, if you don't know, if you're listening, you don't know where we're from, where we live, the college we went to. It was a huge mix of people.
Yeah.
There was a lot of different cultures there, but everybody segregated to different groups.
Yes.
And not even really in a racist way. Everyone just kind of went their own way.
What they were familiar with.
The white people would hang with their frats and sororities, whatever. The black people would go with their frats and sororities or clubs, whatever. So, the Hispanics had their section. The Muslims had their section.
Yeah.
Everyone was just, it was a melting pot. Everyone had their own clique.
Facts.
That's facts. So coming in, my first roommates were Hispanic. Yeah, my first roommates were Hispanic, a white dude, and then I met this black dude I was close to. So I was just in the mix with everybody.
Okay.
I was going to white parties, black parties, Spanish parties. I went to Indian party one time.
Whoa.
On accident. But it was kind of lit.
How I've never been to an Indian party. How was
it? So I didn't know what to expect. Oh, but they be drinking. they dance a lot too.
Now I've been to a white and a black party, and you said you've been to white and black. What is the difference between an Indian party from a black and white? I'm just curious.
Indian party,
like, what made it different?
From my experience, it felt more cultural.
Okay.
It felt like they were more like you would see them like
dancing
with each other, like, the dudes got their arms around each other dancing.
Okay.
So
they were lit. Okay.
And, you know, for the most part, like, you know, if you go to a black party, you're not really going to see a bunch of dudes with their arms around each other unless we swag surfing.
Okay. So, yes. Different cultures. Yeah.
Right.
Like if we do the pop smoke, we do that. Yeah. Okay.
But no, it was definitely a huge culture shock. But like I said, for the good. And then being at FAU, I started working. Mm-hmm. My first job, my first real job here, I did valet. I was parking cars.
Right. At Meisner.
Yes.
Okay.
So greeting those guests with these rich ass cars.
Yeah. You got to sound polite.
I got to sound white now. I got to turn on my white voice. So okay. Now I'm like, you know, greeting them and whatnot. And then after that, I became a personal trainer. So I have to have a welcoming, friendly voice.
Right, right.
To predominantly white people.
Okay.
So just that. And I over both of those, I did a total of 6 years.
Okay.
I was a personal trainer for a long time.
But you weren't trying to sound white. You
I wasn't just, trying.
You,
yeah.
You
I wasn't
were just trying to sound like polite.
Exactly.
And being like trustworthy.
Right.
So it wasn't
and
like,
the thing
oh,
is, I don't.
How do I sound white?
I don't. And the thing is, they say sounding white, but I don't even have a black voice neither. Like,
yeah.
If I'm with my black friends, yes, I do talk a little bit differently.
Yeah.
But it's not like your typical, like, straight out the hood.
Yeah.
I've been shooting shit up for the past 24 hours. What's up? What we doing tonight? It's okay. Not like that.
Okay, right,
but at
right,
the
right.
Same time, when I'm white, when I'm with my white friends, I'm not like, dude, let's go crush some claws. I talk the same, really, no matter with the slight tune to it, but I pretty much talk the same no sure. matter where I go.
Okay.
The only time I talk different is when I'm in a like customer service type environment,
yeah,
where I have to kind of do that.
Okay,
like you were saying, oh, yeah. You were what'd you say, linguistics?
Yeah, it's linguistics profiling.
Linguistics profiling.
Yeah, it's like different tones and pitches, like an accent. Mm-hmm. Everyone has a different accent from different cultures. So we're able to close our eyes, and when people start talking, we're able to tell like what ethnicity they are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's pretty true.
I think we all do it too.
Yeah. I mean, subconsciously we do judge people off of the way they talk. Like that's another thing. Like people do like white people voice is associated with being educated. Like mm-hmm. why? Like a black person can be educated. Like I don't.
But that's because it's not the norm. Because when you think of a black person voice, what'd you think? Well, not us.
Like a thug, a hood.
Fucking society. Thug, hood, ghetto.
Yeah.
Uneducated.
Yeah.
Not well-mannered.
Right, right. Yeah, matter of fact, that's...
Unsafe.
It's very... what's the word I'm thinking of? But they showcase that a lot in movies. A lot. Like media really influences because I wasn't taught that. That's why it dawns on me. I'm like, where the hell did I get that from?
It's kind of, I think it's mostly your upbringing.
Cause like in my house, it wasn't like that. My dad's black and my mom's white. It wasn't,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't like that. Like,
It's who you're surrounded with. Because say I did grow up in the hood, I would probably sound a lot different.
Okay.
You know,
part of the environment, right?
You know, I can't change it. That's how I grew up. That's how I am. But I've heard it all the time. I think what irritates me most is when I hear it from white people, when they're like, you don't sound black. How come you sound so white? How come you sound...
Damn.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot before.
Oh, yeah. They said you're like an Oreo.
Oh, God.
Right?
Yeah, I told you that off camera, bro.
Oh, shit.
People in high school... There's some people I fuck with in high school.
Okay.
Small percentage. Overall, I didn't like my high school, bro.
Okay.
I did not like my high school because there was a lot of racism.
Okay.
And I was outnumbered by a lot of white people. And it wasn't like blatant racism in your face. But like the Oreo thing, for example, they would be like, you're like an Oreo, bro. You're like black on the outside, but white on the inside because of how I talk.
Surface level is very subtle, but like.
And like, I'm like.
It's a real
like,
jab
bro,
to
what
you.
What the fuck? Like, I'm here to just go to school and play ball.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just here.
It's like a very subtle jab to you.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
And then it's like when you outnumbered in a community like that, like I said, part of your upbringing,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can't even really find black people to connect to.
Yeah.
To talk how you're supposed to talk because you think you're talking different. You know, so I feel like it's definitely society.
100%.
It's fucked up how it's like that.
I think we're getting better.
I hope so.
I think
hope so.
Slowly we're getting better.
I hope so. I mean, honestly, I don't really know how outside situations are. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just know me personally. I've gotten to the point where I just don't really give a fuck no more.
Facts. I'm going to talk how I want to talk.
Yeah, bro. Like, even it's crazy. With this podcast, when we first started this, I had never had a mic in my face ever. Mm-hmm. And I was still low-key a little bit insecure about my voice.
Okay.
Because transitioning into college and, like, still getting used to everything.
Yeah.
And trying to figure now out yourself. I'm like, bro, I don't give a fuck. Like, I sound how I sound. I can't change it.
Facts, facts. Like, ooh, ooh, okay. Jogged my memory. When I first got down here to Boca, I got made fun of because I had a New Jersey accent.
What's the? I've heard New Jersey accents, but what
you know, you know what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
yeah. But I want to hear you. I've never heard your.
Like, what you talking about? Like, they're like, yo, where's the K at? I'm like, what are you talking about? I am saying the K, but people would just be like, I don't know. They'd be like, are you from New York? My bad, B.
Yeah, there's a lot of New Yorkers down here too.
That's a subtle jab, like a subtle jab. Where you're like, yo, my bad, B. Like, I'm not from New York.
Yeah, that's how it is.
Like, yo, like, don't profile me. You know, like that.
If we were to go somewhere else right now, and they're like, oh, you from Florida? What's up, Jit?
Oh, like, okay, bro. Okay.
I don't even say that.
See, that's social media right there. That's social media.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Like, we all don't talk like that.
But
I'm pretty sure everybody in New York doesn't say bing bong. I'm pretty sure I've been to New York enough. Not everybody says that there.
Dead ass
B. Like, no, they all don't talk like that. I'm pretty sure on like Wall Street, none of them talk like that.
It's just stereotypical. It's wrong. But, it is. You know, that's why we're talking about it.
Don't judge people off of the way they speak.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh. Judge people off of character.
Yes.
Do better.
That's our message.
If you're hearing this right now, stop judging people.
Yes.
And do better.
Do better.
We need to do better as a society.
We can do better. Yes, we do.
Cut. All right, I made that commercial. Nah, but for me, bro, I've always, even before mm-hmm. I really like found myself, I've always loved culture.
Yes.
And that hit me when the first time I traveled, mm-hmm. I think one of the first places I went to was Jamaica.
Okay.
And then I went to Spain too.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
How was that? Both of them.
Both of them were beautiful, bro.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Now, and I'm sure there was different cultures.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. But that experience for me, it was like, damn, like where I live, there is so much more out there.
Yes.
And this was, I think this was when I was like 12, 13-ish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So ever since then, like I fell in love with traveling. And I feel like that kind of opens your mind up to culture more.
Yeah.
Even leaving Florida. Say you want to leave Florida and you go to Seattle, bro. Mm-hmm. All the way on the opposite side. They might have a whole different culture over there you didn't even know about. But you so used to everything down here, you think this is your world. And
yeah,
they might talk. So I don't know what. I don't even know. Seattleans. I don't know what they are. I don't know what they're called. But people from Seattle. Mm-hmm. They might have a whole different dialect or accent that you don't even know about.
Oh, 100%.
And you might go over there and they're like, oh, you from Florida? And they want to like imitate your voice. Oh, yeah. And they might think a Florida accent is the coolest thing in the world. And we might think their accent is the coolest thing in the world.
I wonder if they do have an accent.
I don't even know if that. I'm just, that's an example. I don't know if they have an accent, but shit. England, for example.
Yeah. Or just like I said just, before, just, New Jersey and Florida. Exactly. Definitely there's a huge difference. Like just with culture, like down here, people are a lot more nicer.
Than the Northeast, right?
Than New Jersey. Like, yeah, yeah, way. For sure, like, for sure. Matter of fact, yeah, we talked about this. Like, when people down here, they'll ask you, like, how was your day? And they'll really mean it. Like,
shit, not everybody. Some people, not everybody.
At least when I got down here, everyone was like, how was your day? I'm like, oh, it was good. Like, you don't really care. I'm going to just continue pushing. Like, no.
You know,
how was your day? It was kind of awkward at first. I'm like, oh, shit.
Because you're not used to that.
You really mean it. You want to.
And you know what's crazy?
I don't know
because I lived in New York and New Jersey a little bit too.
That's right.
And they're definitely way meaner up there. But Florida's still not really the nicest state. There's a whole lot of other places that are way nicer than us too.
Well, you guys look way nicer compared to us.
But that's what I'm saying. Like you coming from Jersey,
yeah,
and then you think Florida's super nice. And then, I don't know, say you go to Louisiana or something, or Utah. I don't know, anywhere. And then you're like, damn, they even nicer here.
True, true. Okay.
Then you go to a different third world country, like, damn.
Yeah, they're going to be nice.
They even nicer here.
Yeah, that's facts. I've heard, like, third world countries treat Americans nice.
Mm-hmm. Some of them, not all of them. Some of them.
Yeah, I've heard. No, it depends. Different cultures, different product of your environment, of course.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Again, don't judge people off of the way they talk. Don't do that.
Say it again.
Don't judge people off of the way they talk. Don't do that. That's it.
Let me throw a couple in. Don't judge people off the way they talk. Don't judge people off the way they look.
Yes.
Don't judge people off the way they dress.
Yes.
Even if they dress a little dusty. And just be a better person.
Do better. That's our message today. Do better.
There you go. But yeah, man, we're about to get out of here. This was I like this episode. I like doing stuff like this.
Yeah.
Because again, for the people that have fucked with us for a long time, the people that are just now coming in, we do not only talk about dating. I got to keep reiterating that. Because we do not only talk about dating. It's a cool topic. We have some girls on every now and then, some guys on every now and then.
Yes.
But we talk about everything. We are a culture and society podcast.
Everything.
And we have to let y'all know because there is much more to us
than
talking about body count and whatever.
Just sex and all that.
I promise, there's much more to us. So, again,
there's going to be a lot more. We're going to talk about culture, news, everything.
Facts.
Everything.
And don't get me wrong, we're still going to talk about dating and shit every now and then. But, you know, in moderation.
I'm not a dating guru, so don't expect me to talk about dating so much. But I'm good.
But, yeah. Again, you can follow this podcast at Can I Vibe With Y'all.
Right below.
And I know you feeling the vibes right now. I know you feeling good. If you sitting next to your girl right now, if you sitting next to your man right now, hug up all of them, give them a little kiss, tell them you love them.
Ooh.
And do better.
Okay.
We gonna preach this today.
I like that. Tell them. Do better.
Please.
You caught me off guard. I like that. Okay.
I gotta throw it in every now and then.
I like that. Okay.
But yeah, again, you can find us on everything. Apple Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher,
everything,
Amazon Podcast, TikTok. We on TikTok. TikTok about to be booming a little bit soon. We got the TikTok going.
Got something in store for y'all.
Instagram,
Pandora,
everything, man. We appreciate y'all so much. And again, do better.
Do better.
Deuces.
Peace.